Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. We are pre-recorded today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio. Thanks for dropping in. My name is Jeff. Don't give me a call, but you can email me. I'd love it if you did. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find the show on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here live in my basement. Still Jeff Robson. And we're doing one of those goofy theme shows today because it's fun, I think, anyway. And gets us to play a bunch of songs that we don't normally play or haven't heard in a while. Including this one. This is kind of our theme. Today we're talking about, well, the calendar. The Pursuit of Happiness. I love, love, love The Pursuit of Happiness. And I love that record. It's not, it's not a popular opinion, but I think that's probably their second best record, I would say. Where's the Bone? I love that one. It's got great Ski Rocks on it. It's so good. We're talking about the calendar. We're playing the months of the year. And, because I'm so good at planning, we're basically through the year in the first half of the show, and now we can just have fun. We still got 1 month left. We'll play a couple of great ones from December, and then we'll just loop back and play some of the good ones that we left behind. Sounds good, right? Let's do it. Start off with Shannon Lyon talking about playing, well, perfect, actually, the December song, Tell the Band to Go Home. One pillow.
Your feet on my cold feet, moonlight through the window.
Hey, this is Shannon Lyon, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
It's raining in December. You're a long way from home. Too sure where that is, 'cause it's been so damn long. Your mind starts to racing with all that you could have done. You can't go back now, 'cause you've been gone so long, a long old time. Rain on your window was keeping 3-4 time. As you stood in the doorway, you did your best not to cry. You know she ain't sleeping, but you still gotta go. Even though she's the closest that you've had to a home in a long old time. Scary kind of feeling when you both drift apart, like two ships in the night, both lost in the dark. You might just run aground or float out to sea. Yes, it can take a long time to get where you got to be. A long old time. Up your brother if you still had a dime, for your pockets were empty and your lungs still worked fine. And so long to the flatlands that you once called your home, farewell to the foothills where you used to roam. Won't be back there for a long old time. You won't be around for a long old time, a long old time.
Hello, this is Steve Forbert. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Hey, mister, got a minute? That's what he would say.
Hey, this is Ron Hawkins. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Well, you've been under my skin for more than 8 years. It's been 8 years of laughter and 8 years of tears.
No.
romantic. It smells just like the start of almost any other year. And the thought of blocking the sun tempts me. But I'm scared cause you're the object of all my deepest fears. When it rains, man, it can rain until the dogs of February lay me flat. And I'm spending all my time just thinking about a friend of mine. Shit with scratching grooves in her skin. I'm useless when it comes to shit like that. Don't you love it when it doesn't work out quite the way it was supposed to? Don't you hate it when it isn't quite like the fairy tale that they told you? You can hide it from my sight. Spin it all away tonight. But I really wish you went. I really wish you went. Must be a thousand simple reasons. But you got two convincing answers for every question that I ask. Then you want something to believe in. I don't waste your time, we both know I'm not worthy of the task. You can hide, sit inside, know it only helps to magnify the pain. It's time to shake the dust from your eyes. The notion you've been strangling deserves to see the light of day again. Don't you love it when it doesn't work out quite the way it was supposed to? You hate it when it isn't quite like the fairy tale that they told you. You can shut me out again, but choose to disregard the pain. But I really wish you wouldn't. 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 It's like I'm falling down, down, down. Screaming doesn't make any sense. And I hope that you decide to stick around. This sucks, but it's my only defense. Don't you love it when it doesn't work out quite the way it was supposed to? Don't you hate it when it isn't quite like the fairy tale that they told you? And a thousand reasons still remain that you can justify again. But I really wish you wouldn't. I really wish you wouldn't. I really wish you wouldn't. I really wish you wouldn't.
Featuring one of the nicest guys in music you could ever hope to meet, our good friend Stephen Stanley. That's The Lowest of the Low from their second record, Hallucigenia. That's The Dogs of February. Before that, we heard something from Steve Forbert, the great Steve Forbert. I love Steve Forbert. That was January 23rd to 30th, 1978, from the great album Jackrabbit Slim. And before that, we heard something from Zachary Lucky. A great song called Raining in December off of his album Midwestern. And Shannon Lyons started us off with another December song. It was actually called December Song, good enough, from El Sol there for you. Now, I had a bit of a dilemma with some of these month songs. I was like, well, how far do I push it? There were some months that were a little harder. And then there's other things, like do you play the Decemberists because of December? This one, though, I don't know. It's kind of cheating, but you just love this song so much. We'll send this out to the ghost of Bill Western. Wherever he is, Bill Western, I'll think of you every time I hear this song. cheating a little bit. March 16th to 20th, 1992. Uncle Tupelo.
From Chris Coating. Hey, this is Jay Farr of Sun Vol. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM. Was a five band bill.
and code a mile. On the 13th of June, write me a letter, I'll come home soon. 'Cause I don't have to sleep anymore. I just dream all day watching the dinosaur. On my window.
Hi, this is Jackson Haldane, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5.
Well, I met her at the vendor. It was back in late December. She was buying for a bender. I was thinking six or eight. And it seriously dazed me when she turned around and faced me. And I know it seems quite hasty, but I thought that it was fate. Well, the whole time that we dated, we just drank and copulated, tried to keep our urges sated, saw the bedroom and the store. But in May, I doubled over, told her next month I'd go sober, and she brushed me on the shoulder as she darted out the door. I took June off of drinking. I took June off of drinking. I took June off of drinking when I thought I'd gone too far. I took June off of drinking. I took June off of drinking. I took June off of drinking. And she took off to the bar. Well, just the mention of abstention, something I thought well-intentioned, caused my girl to throw the wrench in on the plans for her and me. Through the night I whined and blubbered, then come morning I discovered only two long streaks of rubber where my Chevy used to be. I took June off of drinking. I took June off of drinking. I took June off of drinking. She found a brand new man. I took June off of drinking. I took June off of drinking. I took June off of drinking. She took off with my van. My ass was dragging, but I kept it on the wagon, through the shaking and the gagging, while my heart and stomach shrunk. Then sometime July 1st, hey, I got mighty, mighty thirsty, so to toast the nation's birthday, I got stinking, rotten, drunk. While I was at the bar and freewheeling, she was back in my place stealing everything from floor to ceiling. She made sure she got it all. And when I came to this disaster, I found she had got the last word, lipstick smeared right on the plaster, sucker written on every wall. I took June off of drinking. I took June off of drinking. I took June off of drinking. Well, I made no long-term plans to quit. Come on, really. June off of drinking. I took June off of drinking. I took June off of drinking. And she took off with all my shit.
Why'd they have to beep it? I would have been fine with not beeping it. That's the D-Rangers, their classic from the Pawpaw Patch, June off of drinking. Before that, we heard something from the Damwells. That's just an unreleased demo. Like, the songs that Alex Deason throws away are better than most songs out there. Ugh, he's dreamy. Gillian Welch in there, she's also very dreamy. I love that song. April 14th, part one. Where's part two? I'm waiting. I can't. I'm waiting for part two. And off the top, Sandusky from Uncle Tupelo. And you're thinking, wait, why does that fit in there? Because it's from the album March 16th to 20th, 1992, of course. Let's try to fit in as many more as we can before we run out of time. We're running through the calendar again with this one right here. There's so many songs about the 4th of July. Not nearly enough about the 5th of July.
Chevy Nova with the Spanish bass rolling across Maine. Windows down, elbows out, rear view saying tender bones of clouds.
Of my soul. let's just say that I was Peter Pan. Oh, when you were Alice in your wonderland, we could maybe live together in Outland of a never, never. We know we can't live forever, but for now it's been a fine September. Now we make promises, fall asleep. And when we wake up in pools of sweat so deep, but I'm prepared for colder weather, or maybe snow late in December, but by New Year I'll remember, thanks to you, was a 5 September, yeah, yeah. Leaves, they can't fall without a sound. But you just see them when they crash into the ground, into the ground. Cast a spell, put me under. But lately I begin to wonder, Halloween is my favorite one, but this devil's running for a 5 September. September, ooh. It was a 5 September.
For you and me, and the place no one can go. We'll put on quite a show. Your sleight of hand make sorrow disappear. I will swallow swords for you, I have no fear. The thing no one can see is real for you and me. And the place no one can go, we'll put on quite a show.
Sort of a Bachian thing. It's really, you have to really listen to the phrasing of it because it's very wild.
Still I remember an open
The Deep Dark Woods there, capping off our second full year on the show. Well, this particular episode anyway, just like I planned it. That's from their album Jubilee. That's 18th of December. Before that, Graham Parsons with November Nights, an early track. We also heard in there Clem Snide telling us about Tuesday, October 24th. I remember it well. Ben Arnold in there with a song called Fine September. We heard Sam Weber in there with a song called August, and way off the top of that goofy set, 5th of July by Anna Eggy from her Bright Shadow record. And that'll about do it for Tell the Band to Go Home today. On the next episode, the Long Years saga. When I was putting this together, I found out I've got a song called 3 years of You, 5 long years, 7 long years, 10 long years, 2 actually 10 long years. And then we got another 10 years, 13 years, 20 years, 2 30 years. We'll get to that some other time. Thanks for being here. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com. We'll be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Stay tuned for more great stuff here on this great station. Thanks, everybody.